When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kayla needs our assistance. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I have a weird situation I'd love your thoughts on. I've been dating a guy for about 9 months, and I've realized I'd like to move on.
Mm.
We're just not a good match.
Gotcha.
This guy's pretty much smothering me. He's polite. He's thoughtful. But it's just overwhelming.
Mm.
So do you know what I mean?
I guess.
There's just too much nice for me.
Oh, she likes the bad boys.
So we met for lunch last week, and I told him that I needed some space and told him that I want to go out with other guys. He was really sweet, as usual. He told me he realizes that he can be needy and told me he's going to give me some room.
Mm.
Fantastic, right?
Ah, perfect.
Then he looks me in the eye and says, I know this will only make our relationship stronger.
Ooh.
WTH! I mean, that's when I made it clear that I want to change our situation permanently. I told him that I meant no calls, no texts, no emails, took down my Facebook page.
No.
The other day, I get flowers at my work.
Mm.
Got home, found a love letter in my mailbox.
Oh.
Guess who? I called him and let him know I wasn't happy about him sending me things, and he said, I did what you told me. No calls, no text, no emails. I was speechless. Hmm. And then he told me that no matter what I do or ask him to do, it won't change how he feels. Now, I'm not afraid of this guy or anything, but he's starting to make me angry.
Mm.
I'd like to move on with my life without any drama or getting nasty with him. It's like he's acting like he can overwhelm me with the nice and win me back over. How do you deal with someone like this? Thanks, love your show.
Kayla, I would just ghost him. Like, just continue to just... what you did was exactly what he wanted you to do by calling him back.
Yes. Absolutely. He's still trying to, you know, keep you engaged with him in some way, shape, or form.
He's like, so you're telling me I got a chance?
Yes. And I know, I get it. You don't want to be mean. You
right.
don't want to be nasty. He's
right.
sweet.
Right.
You're trying to handle this, you know, in the most gentle way possible. And so you're trying to be firm with the fact that, okay, we're just, and maybe, I don't know if she's just hasn't flat out said, we're not a good match. I don't see a future. I don't feel the same way you feel. I know you're telling me your feelings haven't changed, but my feelings have. And both of us need to have the feelings for the relationship to happen.
I'd like to hear from either guys or girls, really, that what's the best way to understand or that you have been able to communicate a break, you know?
Right. Without trying to be mean or like completely crush someone's soul. But he's just, at this point, he isn't getting the message. And my husband texts us, boil a bunny in his house. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
We're not murdering bunnies. I would.
That's a film reference, by the way, kids.
I would just... I said, and I'll stick by it. I just ghost him. Just don't give him the satisfaction
yeah.
of replying to him or anything. Throw away the flowers that you get. Throw away the bunny. Throw away the, you know, anything.
The bunny. There's no bunny. There's no bunny involved.
but, you know, I can also understand, like, you know, thinking that he's got a chance, you know, saying, look, we are done and wanting to say that. So, I would love to hear your experience with how you've dealt with this exact situation. Because I know...
Gently yet firmly.
Right. That's what
yes.
we always say, right? I want to say that Kayla's guy is just not getting the message.
He's a stage 5 clinger. Bless his heart.
Oh, gosh.
He's not getting it.
Right, right.
And she doesn't want to get nasty in telling him we're done.
Right.
But she needs to figure out a way to really get the message to sink in that we are moving on, that I don't have the same feelings you do.
Yeah, so how do you do that? Give us your, I guess,
well, I feel like you say,
ways.
I don't have the same feelings you do.
Right, and I mean, I said, look, just ghost the guy, right? Just literally don't respond to anything that he does from this point on, because
yeah, by continuing to message him back or call him or whatever, yeah, you're kind of still giving him a little shred of hope.
Right. Yeah, let's get to a couple text messages here real quick, and at 502-571-9970, and then we'll get to Sarah and Jackie that are on hold for us.
Yeah, Haley said my sister had a similar situation, but she had only gone out with the guy a few times. She put that she was engaged to someone else on Facebook, but then she had to take it down because my dad was getting congratulated at work on his daughter's engagement.
Oh, my God.
However, the other guy got the message and left her alone. So that's great. Debbie said, ignore him. 18 years later, I'm still dealing with my ex.
Ooh.
All I can say is don't add fuel to the fire by replying to him at all.
All right, Sarah, what's your thought?
I think you're exactly right. She needs to totally ghost him, because I was in almost the exact same situation, and don't give the guy the benefit of the doubt. She's falling right into his trap.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, she definitely is. And whenever you just stop giving them that line of communication, then they will eventually stop, because
yeah,
there's no response.
Okay, so how long did it take for you, Sarah, to kind of, for the guy to get the picture?
Well, I would say probably a couple months.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, and I, same thing, I got flowers at work, and I ended up just giving the flowers away, and just stopped conversating altogether.
Sarah, thank you.
It's me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right, appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
All right, so what's your take on this?
So, in my experience, I have found that the best way to deal with it is to kind of make it seem like their idea to call it quits.
Oh, like, gosh, I like this. What? Well,
this
how do
is
you
all
do
like
this?
How to lose a guy in 10 days kind of stuff.
Yeah, to, like, my specific thing I kind of go to is, like, you want something that I can't give you. So I think this is what's going to be best for both of us.
Oh, wow.
That's a good line.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're wanting something that I just physically, emotionally, and spiritually just can't do for you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I mean, what the only problem I see with that is, what if he says, yes, you do?
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Right.
I've got enough love for both of us.
Mark said, I've been this good guy before.
Yeah.
I bet he's thinking that she's going to go out with these other jerks, and mm-hmm. the gifts will remind her that he's the nice guy
yep.
and won't hurt her, and then she'll mm-hmm. come back.
That was what I thought all the time, every time I got dumped. I thought, well, you know what? They're going to find out that there's a bunch of psychos out there, and they're going to come back to me because I was the normal one, and that never happened.
Right.
That's okay, though, because I found my prince.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
A long time.
Yeah. All right, so I'm thinking we just need to ghost this guy completely.
Yeah, a lot of people are just saying, you got to stop talking to him. Just, you know, clearly once and for all say, I wish I had the same feelings you do. I don't. There's not a future for us. I'm sorry. We got to move on. And then stop responding.
And then in 2 years, when you realize that he really was the one, you can come back to us and we'll try to...
We'll reach back out, and then he's all going to be like, sorry.
Right. We'll try to figure out how you can get back into his good graces.
Yeah, right. No, I know. It's just, it's heartbreaking when, you know, the guy's perfect on paper. He treats you the way that you've always wanted to be treated. So why don't you have the feelings? You can't force the feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, and hopefully everything works out for you. All right, Kayla.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.